Hello, and welcome to Asbury's Noonday Prayer. My name is Margaret Grubick. I am the Adult Ministry Coordinator here, and I am so glad that you have joined us on this Holy Week. Today, we will be looking at Jesus' final words from the cross. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. These words capture profound surrender and trust in God amidst suffering. Through these words, Jesus demonstrates to us faith and submission to the divine will, even in the face of death. Through his sacrifice, Jesus teaches us that in moments of despair, in moments of pain, we too can find strength and comfort by entrusting ourselves completely to God. When we unite our sufferings with Jesus, we acknowledge the redemptive power of the cross, and we open ourselves to the transformative grace of God. In this act of solidarity with Christ, our suffering becomes a path to a deeper communion with God and a source of spiritual growth and resilience. Today, we will be using a prayer that is adapted from a prayer to unite with Jesus in suffering by author Joyce Rupp. For this prayer, you will need an image of a cross. You will find one on the back of your prayer resource card for today. If you are joining us online, you can look at a cross in your house. You can pull one up on your computer screen, or you can even just draw one on a sticky note. You will later in the prayer have an opportunity to write something down, so it might be handy to have that paper and a pencil to write with. But this image of the cross is an invitation to all of us to right now open our spirit and unite ourselves with the cross. Let us focus our sight on Jesus now, keeping the image of the cross in our minds as we go to God in prayer. Jesus, suffering one, you know what overwhelms us and what causes pain in our lives. You too hurt in so many ways. Inner pain took over you at times. You wept salty tears of sadness over Jerusalem and for your dear friend, Lazarus. You must have wept within your heart, too, as you struggled for truth to happen in a broken world. You offered prayer. You questioned. You pleaded. May we follow your lead. We want to walk with you, to learn from you. We desire to give you our love in total and complete surrender. At times, we feel as though our deep hurts will overpower us, that we shall be overcome by darkness, that we may fall into a deep canyon of desolation within. But God, we ask, be our strength so that we will not give up. Be our vision so that we can see how to live through the suffering that we find in this world. Be our companion of love and a guide for each and every moment of the day. As a community, we value knowing Christ above all else. Together, we let go of worldly gains to deepen our connection with Him. Our desire is to experience Christ's power, to share in His sufferings, aiming to become more like Christ, even in His death, with the hope of resurrection. Now hear these words, followed by a moment to pause and to reflect on what this scripture, the living Word of God, may be saying to you today. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. Verses 44 through 46. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Jesus, we are here. We are here with you. And as we hear these words again, we imagine ourselves sitting at the foot of the cross. Hearing your cry. Seeing your pain. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Just as we see Jesus sees and understands our sufferings too. Take a moment to acknowledge your own pain, your own suffering. Name them. And hold them before God. Keeping these in mind, hear this scripture one last time. It was now about noon. And darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. While the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. I now invite you to place your sufferings on the cross. You can either do this in your mind with mental imagery, or if you are willing and able, you can write them down on the cross before you, uniting your suffering with the suffering of Christ. O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier, we give ourselves, all of who we are, to you. May we no longer serve ourselves or the things of this world, but you, all the days of our lives. Amen. I invite you to take this cross with you, perhaps put it in your Bible as I'm doing now, or on your bedside table, somewhere where you can see it, to remind you of the strength that we find when we place all of who we are, the good and the not so good, into the hands of God. Today, I will leave you with a benediction from St. John Vianney. How consoling it is to suffer under the eyes of God, and to be able to say in the evening at our examination of conscience, "Come, my soul, thou hast had today 2 or 3 hours of resemblance of Jesus Christ. Thou hast been scourged, crowned with thorns, crucified with him. Oh, what a treasure for the hour of death. How sweet it is to die when we have lived on the cross." Go in peace.